New Macon girls basketball coach Richard Driscoll with us on regional radio, named the head girls coach on Thursday night. Driscoll won a state championship at Stockton in 2011. Richard, what leads you to Macon?
Well, I have been at Waynesville the last 3 years as a varsity assistant through being in the area and moving there and things with a family, and so I wanted to get back into being a head coach again, and I applied for a few positions, and I interviewed at Macon and really enjoyed my interview, and I enjoyed the administration that I interviewed for, and they were just different, and they were really a joy, and I just felt a good connection, and just kind of worked out. And so I'm excited, and hopefully they're excited too.
I mentioned you won that state championship, so you've probably got a particular set of circumstances that you look for. So beyond the successful interview process, what in particular attracted you to the Macon School District?
Well, I think that just through some research and things, you obviously want it to be a important thing, sports in general, let alone the particular sports you're coaching. As a coach, you want that to be an important thing to the community and an important thing to the kids. And from everything that I've been told, the support is high for athletics, and girls basketball has had a little bit of a tradition. Hopefully me coming there will just add to that, and maybe we can just take it to a different level. Hopefully, I have not met any of the girls and haven't really gotten to know any of them yet. That will be here pretty quickly, but you know, I'm excited. They seem like a community that really wants to have some success. So that's always something you want. You don't want to have it to where they don't care.
We're speaking with Richard Driscoll, the new Macon head girls basketball coach. Take us through the hiring process, the timeline as far as interviewing to being named head coach, etc.
Well, I interviewed, I don't know the exact date. It's been a couple weeks now. I did my first interview, and maybe it's been a week and a half. And I had already committed to a couple other interviews. And so they were real supportive of me making sure I wanted to, you know, be there, and so I went through with all that, and so they offered me the job pretty quickly, and I took a few days and did a couple different interviews, and I talked to Mr. Jarvis and told him I was excited and wanted to come on up to Macon.
What have you heard about the program?
I have heard that they are. They've had a little bit of tradition. They've had, you know, I looked at their past scores and their past records, and they've had some decent records. I know that my number one goal will be just to get to know the girls in the program, and we'll have, you know, many goals, and then the ultimate goal is just to win as many games as we can at some point, and put the girls in a position to succeed on and off the court. I'm a big believer in that too. I'm a big believer in trying to make them, give them some tools and the ability to not just have success on the court. So we're hoping the program will take off, and everybody will be excited for the product that we put on the floor. And I think you'll see, when the girls start playing, that people will enjoy watching us play.
New Macon girls basketball coach Richard Driscoll with us on regional radio. You replaced the Clarence Gannon Conference Girls Coach of the Year. How do you look to continue the success in that really tough Clarence Gannon Conference?
I'm just going to be myself. I feel like I've been doing this long enough that I think that I'm just going to do things how I believe they need to be done, and then it'll show on the court, and that's all. I'll just worry about doing the best job I can for the program on a daily basis, and then I believe everything else takes care of itself.
reflect back on that 2011 state championship with Stockton for us. How did you build that program from year one to year five into a state title team?
Well, obviously the most important part of that is the girls. I mean, you have to have good girls, and just like I was talking about with the support, I mean, I had good parents too. And I, you know, cause I pushed the girls and expected a lot out of them, but the girls that won state, when I started there, were seventh and eighth graders, and we had some good girls above them that we were able to have good years and put some good product on the floor while those girls developed. And, you know, some of those girls I even took to, cause they were pretty advanced as middle schoolers. I took to varsity camp with me and things like that. And just to get them the experience of playing up. And because I knew once they got into high school, there was a good shot that most of those girls were going to play as freshmen and sophomores, maybe not necessarily start. They were going to give me good minutes because of just the foreseeable what the numbers were and what the girls that were coming back and things like that. And they, you know, and I think that probably the only thing that, I mean, the best thing I could possibly say is they worked their tails off and did what I asked them to do, and they did the rest. I mean, we had some talented girls that ended up playing, you know, I think what, four of the five starters went on and got, you know, scholarships and, you know, full rides. And, you know, that as a coach, I mean, you can't ask for much better than that for girls to get their colleges paid, you know, their college education paid for, because we all know how expensive and that is. And so that's one thing I'm real proud of that state team. But they worked hard. They did what I asked of them. It was not, you know, it wasn't easy for them. And it's not an easy journey to win a state championship. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of things that have to go your way. But, you know, because the expectations are, just year before, we went to the quarterfinals, and we lost to Maryville, and that was a nightmare because we played as bad as we could possibly have played. And so we went in the off season it was just a bitter taste in our mouths. And I mean, I guess it could have drove us, you know, I hope it drove them, because I know it drove me, because I know we didn't perform of our capabilities. And, you know, the next year, just we upped our competition level. We put some bigger schools on our schedule, so I felt like the girls needed that, and it would help them in the postseason. And you know, they got the job done. So,
Evangel alumnus Richard Driscoll with us on Regional Radio, named the new Macon girls basketball coach on Thursday night, replacing Ben Sontheimer. Won Bakersfield boys basketball's first district championship, led the Stockton girls to the 2011 state championship, then coached at Hartville with girls basketball for 3 years. Also, the last few years for you as an assistant at Waynesville, how have you been able to grow your knowledge of the game from that different seat and the time you've spent away from basketball as well the last few years? What's given you some different perspective from a new position?
Well, I felt like there was a kind of a not a difference in philosophy, because there was a lot of things that we had similar, but different way to handle maybe certain things. I was able to also sit and relax and see things that I hadn't seen. You know, and it had been a while since I had been an assistant, and that was kind of almost like a culture shock for me, because in the beginning, I had to, my role had changed. So I had to tame myself a little bit in certain areas, but I felt like just practice and then being a part of that program where it was a different environment, athletically at Waynesville. And I felt like, it gave me a fresh perspective on being a head coach, just being in the other chair. And the coach let me coach, and she let me do my thing. But, all in all, you kind of get some different ideas, just maybe even practice, because it's a new, you know, the head coach, you know, she has her own style and has some practice drills, things like that, or maybe different ideas on how to handle, you know, simple things, ball screens or whatever. And you just kind of develop maybe a fresh perspective on certain things. And it gave me a little bit of energy, and I'm really excited to go back to being a head coach again. I think it's, you know, I think it'll be, it was a good experience for me.
What's your coaching style, both personality-wise and style of play?
Well, style of play will be yet to be determined. My favorite thing to do is just a guard. I'm a man-to-man guy defensively. Offensively, we will cater to our strengths. But I'm a man-to-man defensive guy and a motion offense guy, but we will sprinkle in a lot of different things depending on what the girls' abilities are. And but that is my staple. I like to play man-to-man and guard, and we want to be tough. We want to be aggressive. We want to be the team that you don't want to play again after you play us. And the girls will be I will let the girls know that pretty quickly. We want to walk off the court and we don't want that team to feel like they ever want to play us again.
Richard Driscoll, the new Macon girls basketball coach. We appreciate your time. Congratulations, and we look forward to meeting you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Anybody knows some housing, let me know.